What's going on, baseball fans? Jeremy LaRaquente here for the Baseball Banter broadcast. And on this broadcast, we continue our weekly series looking at three teams playing well, three that aren't, and one to be on the lookout for. This is 3 Up, 3 Down, Week 10 for Major League Baseball. Now, the first up is the Arizona Diamondbacks. This team has absolutely been on fire, and it wasn't a team that was really expected to be more than maybe a surprise pick for a wild card spot, but they have been playing extremely well because of their young talent, because of their ace Zach Gallen. Over their last 10 games, the Diamondbacks are 7-3. They're riding a 5-game winning streak and have gotten themselves into a tie with the Dodgers for the top spot in the National League West. So this has been a big stretch for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and this is a very good run for them, and something, if they can keep this up, can start to separate themselves from the Dodgers, who have only been playing 500 kind of even baseball over the last 10 days. So this is a very good thing for the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's why they're the first up. As we get into the perennial first down, it is the Oakland A's. There's no doubt about it, this is going to be the worst team in baseball. That was the topic of our early observations for the Oakland A's, and I will leave links to that video in the show notes below. But there's no doubt, this is a team that is going to struggle all season. They don't belong in the major leagues the way that they're constructed. Their ownership group is absolutely doing a travesty to this team, and it shows on the field. They're 12-46. Overall, they're 2-8 over their last 10 games, and they're an absolutely ridiculous negative 195 runs in the hole in run differential. There's no doubt about it. The Oakland A's are going to set a record for being the worst team. That's why they find themselves as the first down. Now, when it comes to the second up, it is the Cincinnati Reds. Now, yes, they may still be under 500, but they've been playing very good baseball as of late. Over their last 10 games, they are 7-3 and really are pushing towards being a much more competitive team than people were giving them credit for at the beginning of the season. I think that when the Reds first came into this year, they were expected to be kind of one of the bottom out teams like the A's, the Nationals, the Royals, but they're showing themselves to be a much more competitive team. And while I don't necessarily think that they're going to find themselves in the wild card race, again, they are still under 500, but they've been playing very good ball over the last couple of weeks. And for that, we do need to recognize them, and that's why they find themselves as the second up. As we get into the second down, it is a team that is going the absolute wrong direction, and that's the Philadelphia Phillies. They would have a April where they would finish at 500, get themselves into a position where they're looking like they're going to do well. However, in May, they find themselves playing under 500 baseball, and that's where they find themselves now at six games under, at 25-31. Philadelphia is struggling to find its spark, its identity, and they're really just struggling to put together even competent at-bats consecutively. And when you look at really just the sample size of the last 10 games, they're 3-7. They have a 4-game losing streak going. They're negative 45 in the run differential column. And if we shorten it even more to the past 5 games, their numbers are absolutely ridiculously astoundingly and in the wrong way. They've only scored 9 runs in those 5 games, and they've struck out an absolute mind-boggling 58 times. That's not going to be winning baseball. And Philadelphia has a team that is capable of doing some winning. So it's going to be interesting to see how they start to figure themselves out. I think the loss of Rhys Hoskins in the middle of that order has played such a huge role, and a role that no one really expected. But this was a consistent guy who was giving you RBIs each and every single time. This was a guy who's putting up nearly 30 home runs a season. And this is a bat that is absolutely tremendously missed in the middle of that order. And I think that for Philadelphia, they have to find that guy to be able to replace Reese, to be a team that is what was expected of them, to be a competitive team, but to be a team in that wild card race, in the division hunt. And they're just not looking like that team right now. And that's why they are the second down. Now, as we get into the third up, it is the surging Seattle Mariners. Over their last 10 games, they're 7-3, including a walk-off win on Wednesday night. This is a team that is absolutely being anchored by Julio Rodriguez. This, to me, is going to be one of the best players in Major League Baseball for a very long time. And there's an opportunity that the Mariners have this weekend as they're playing the division-leading Texas Rangers, where they can really do some damage to their standings. Right now, they're 29-27 overall. Again, 7-3 over their last 10. They're 6.5 games behind the Texas Rangers heading into this weekend's three-game set. And they could really diminish and dwindle that into half if they can have a very good season, a very good series against the Rangers this weekend. So look for the Seattle Mariners. They've been on the rise, on the climb, and they're continuing to play very good baseball. That's why they find themselves as the third up. Now, another team that is perennially and almost weekly on this list as a down team is the Colorado Rockies. This is a directionless organization, and until they figure that out, until they figure out who they are, what they are, and what they want to do, they're never going to be a winning ball club, in my opinion. I think that there needs to be a new ownership group. Rob Manfred needs to start doing some things as far as putting owners in place in this sport that are really going to try to win ball games. I think that both the ownership groups of the Rockies and the Oakland A's are absolutely just doing a disservice, not just to their fans, but to the sport as a whole. And this may just sound like, you know, a fan just moaning and groaning, but the simple fact is that I'm a baseball fan. And to be watching teams that are so uncompetitive, it really frustrates me. Now, that being said, the Rockies have major league talent, and they're just struggling. They're not doing well. But I also think that the front office does not afford them the opportunity, well, the ownership group doesn't afford them the opportunity to really start to build that foundation correctly. You had one of a generational type talent in Nolan Arenado that as soon as you signed him to a long-term deal, you wanted to back out of it and traded him away as fast as you possibly could. Then you go out and you sign Chris Bryant to a big money deal and put nothing around him. There's not going to be a way to put a winning team on the field if you're not supporting the big foundational markers for the organization. So, no doubt about it, Colorado Rockies are the third down. And as we round things out with the team to be on the lookout for, it is the Texas Rangers. 35-20 overall, the second best record in the American League behind the Tampa Bay Rays. They are 7-3 over their last 10 games, so they are as well a team that has been playing extremely well heading into their weekend series with the Seattle Mariners. So very fun and interesting matchup to watch this weekend. Arguably the weekend matchup to watch of all the series going on this weekend, just because of the implications of a team that is on the rise in the Seattle Mariners, on with a team that has been playing extremely well this season. The Rangers are an absolutely mind-boggling 131 runs up plus in the run differential column. They are pitching well, they're hitting well, they're getting timely hitting, and they have some rookie players that are really doing some amazing things. So definitely a team to be on the lookout for as the season continues. They have shown now, here we are at the two month mark, the quarter mark, however you want to look at it, for the season, where teams really start to put the strides together to show that they are a real, you know, contending type team. And the Rangers have been able to do it for this amount of time and really show that they have the makings of a very strong postseason team. So very much an interesting team to watch this season as we continue. But that's been my list. I want to hear from you baseball fans. Let me know, who are your three teams playing well, your three teams that aren't, and a team to be on the lookout for week 10 in Major League Baseball. Let me know that down in the comments, or find me over on Twitter at @banter_baseball, where we can keep the conversation rolling. As always, we have more from our other social media outlets on Instagram and TikTok, so you can find those at Baseball Banter Broadcast. We have a corresponding article up on LaDaQuentaLedger.com over this countdown we do each and every week, and we put out new articles each and every day. We have mostly coverage of the world of Major League Baseball, so as a fan of this channel, definitely check out LaDaQuentaLedger.com as we have more baseball coverage there. And we have our merchandise shop, BaseballBanterBroadcast.com, so make sure you check that out. We have links to it down in the show notes below, and some promo codes you can use on the banner of the website in order to save on the merch for the Baseball Banter broadcast. And as always, this is a YouTube channel, so make sure you hit that subscribe button and the bell for post notifications, as it truly does help us as we continue to try to build and grow this baseball community. And if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast listening platform, I ask that you leave a 5-star rating and review so that it continues to help us move up the algorithm to be able to reach a wider baseball audience. So thank you once again for tuning in. Keep it locked in, as on the next broadcast, we banter about baseball. Peace.